Don't tell me Peter went home after Sunday school. Peter, get up here. Bring your Bible, whatever you have. He was hiding. Dada, can I borrow you? Let's see here. Jim, you're going to be, you're going to be right here. You're going to be right here. And let's see, Dada, you're right here. And Peter, you're going to be right here. I have you in very specific spots. Okay? I was going to use a different guy for him, but Ade's not here this morning, so I'm mad at him. All right. Now, here's the problem. Are you all ready this morning? This morning, I have two complete sermons to preach. I can't do both. I feel like, because what's going on in our nation, I need to address some problems. You might not like what I say. That'll be okay. But what I say, you are required to obey, because they will be direct teaching of Scripture. So we're not going to do religion this morning. We're going to do you going home and obeying Scripture. It's not a sermon. It actually has two parts. It's not even close to a sermon this morning. I feel like I need to address some of the chaos in our country. So the first part will be the most, some of you will have to suck it in. The second part will be the hardest to actually practice. No, they both will be. All right, Proverbs chapter 18. Let's all stand. Because our country is a country given to gossip, and nobody calls even Christians on gossip. And gossip is anytime you're sharing information that you don't even know is true. You're just sharing it because it's good to share, and it makes you feel good. Proverbs 18:13. I'm going to directly talk to you, the person in your seat. These aren't suggestions. These are the direct teaching of the Word of God. Verse 13. I'm going to assume she works there too. He or she that answereth a matter. You've come to a conclusion and you know the truth before he even hears it. I don't need the facts. I already know. The Bible says it is what? Read it. You are a fool. And gossip always comes from fools. So he that answereth a matter before he hears it, it is folly and shame unto him or her. Verse 15. The heart, not the emotions, that's the way we think. The center of your being, including your emotions, your mind, and your will. The heart of the prudent, his or her great desire is to get knowledge, to actually know what they're talking about. And the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge. So you have the fool that knows everything that doesn't know anything. You have a wise person that says, I want to know, understand, get all the facts before I make up my small brain. Then we have verse 17. I shouldn't even have to read verse 17. He that is first in his own cause seemeth what? Everybody seems like they're telling you the truth, yes? But his neighbor cometh, and the King James doesn't, it just gives it very factually, and searcheth him, meaning, yeah, but when you get the other side of the story, what happens? You find out the first person might have been, are you ready? Prevaricating. Lying. So you have three direct teaching of Scripture. You are a fool if you make up your mind before you know what you're talking about. Secondly, wise people, they don't make up their mind until they seek, research, know the truth. And by the way, we're going to get real specific this morning. Number three, if you're going to know something, you've got to get all the facts, not just the facts that you want. These are the direct teaching of Scripture. This is the first half of the sermon. Then we're going to totally switch to a different direction because I want to do two things this morning. These guys come along in the second half of the sermon. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the opportunity of actually applying the Word of God to life. Far too much of Christianity is theoretical. It's stuff that makes us happy or not happy, but it doesn't do a thing for what we're doing on Monday through Saturday. It'll be tough to be in here this morning and walk away with that attitude. Help us to actually start obeying the Word of God. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Years ago, I read this statement, or something very similar to it. I'm going to read this statement to you. He walked into the room, pointed, shot the victim 6 or 7 times, and walked out. And nobody stopped him. Did you get what I said? He walked into the room, pointed, shot the victim 6 or 7 times, and then walked out, and nobody stopped him. Of course, when I tell you that he pointed his camera and he was the coroner shooting pictures, and the reason no one stopped him was he was doing his job, that statement, look at me in the eyes, sounds different, doesn't it? But a fool doesn't have to know anything. A fool makes up his or her mind by just what they want to know. You don't have to be born under a rock to know that we have problems in our country. We have had some unbelievable things happen this week, including 5 police officers murdered and, 6 others shot, and several bystanders shot, some of them black, by a person that told the police, "I hate white people. I want to kill white people, and I want to kill white cops." Is that a true statement? I mean, I'm asking, yes or no? Yes, it is. It's exactly what he said, and a whole bunch of other things. So what do we do with this? Well, this is the first place we're going to start. And this will be, by the way, if you've not thought much in your life, you won't like what I'm going to say. When I was in 6th grade, if my life depended on it, I cannot tell you my 6th grade teacher's name. She made zero impact in my life, except one statement she used to make. She used to make this statement, and you know, it's been a couple weeks since I was in 6th grade. I'm thinking 40 plus years, probably 45, 46, 47 years. She used to say, "Young people, believe nothing that you hear and only half what you see." She would say it over and over. "Believe nothing that you hear and only half what you see." What was she telling us to do as kids? Be very careful about the conclusions you come to. He walked into a room, he pointed at the victim, he shot 6 or 7 times, he walked out, or he walked into a room, he pointed, he shot 6 or 7 times, he walked out and nobody stopped him. Knowing the facts changes the story. I'm going to say some things about the media. Everything I say about the media, and yes, unfortunately, and I already know I got some people ready for sleep, I'm actually going to ask every member of our church that is a Christian to do some research this week. Our media has problems in America. Last night, I was so angry, I was spitting because I caught the Chicago media on Channel 7 and on Channel 5, ABC and NBC, directly lying to the American public. Directly lying to the American public. But if you're not a person that thinks much, you don't need a lot of information to know that all cops are racist. Our media has three problems. Three exact problems. Are you listening? And I mean Fox News too. They're as dumb as the rest most of the time. Number one, they're lazy. You know what lazy means? They don't want to do the work. That's the reason in the media, if you know anything about media, this statement's been out there since TV was invented. If it bleeds. So they're always looking for what? By the way, Wednesday, before any of this stuff happened, the guy that you're looking at and the pastor of Shiloh Baptist Church, Wallstone Francis, he's from the Bahamas, he and I went to lunch. Why weren't we in the news? He's a friend of mine. I think he's black. We went out and had lunch together. Tom, we went out and had lunch together at a place you know of, a little place called Tina's Cafe. Had a wonderful meal, had good fellowship, talked about the Bible, talked about church, talked about what we're doing. I didn't see the media anyplace because the media is not interested in stories. They're interested in conflict. They're lazy. Now, once you know that, you know something about the media. Got it? Number two. Now, I'm sorry to say this, so please don't get too offended. The media's second problem is lazy viewers. Last night, as I watched the 10 o'clock news getting enraged, they talked about the Zika virus. And they showed wonderful pictures of mosquitoes that had nothing to do with the Zika virus. But dumb people think they do. You say, what did they have something to do with? They were mosquitoes. And they were taking from documents, from film that they had collected through the years, and they show you mosquitoes, and you connect Zika with mosquitoes, and so you have lazy media and lazier viewers. Are you a lazy viewer? And the answer is, yes, you are. Fact is, if you watch TV, you're a lazy viewer. I would recommend you turn the junk off most of the time. I just wanted to know what people are thinking. Now we come to the worst part. Are you ready? Here's your homework for next week. By the way, I actually expect you to do it. So deacons, every deacon will be asked next week if you have done this. You need to go online and read a story. You look for it on Wikipedia. It's called the Duke Rape Case. Got it? Some of you can't even remember that it ever happened. What was this, 4, 5, 6 years ago? Duke University, there was a frat party of some, I guess, I don't know, I didn't go to Duke, and I don't know what a frat party is, but there was some kind of a party where a young lady came there that was a stripper, and this young stripper reported a bunch of white guys and said these white guys raped her. Do you remember the story? Now, the media has a third problem. Are you listening? They are lazy. I'll make it general. We are lazy. Because we don't get all the facts. For us, this is entertainment. Did you hear there was a storm in Minnesota? What's that got to do with you? It's entertainment. That's the reason some of you can't listen to preaching. You're used to entertainment. You're used to, look at the picture. I see a tree blowing sideways. Okay? The third problem with the media is they are biased. Can anybody tell me what their biases are? Please look at me. And their biases, less degree on Fox News, every single major outlet is biased towards three ways. Are you ready? Racism. Black and white. Blacks are good, whites are bad. Number two. By the way, I'm coming to you in a little bit. Hispanics in a moment. Because you might be good or bad according to whether you're black or white. Last night, when the media was lying to me on two stations, I found out you're white. But in other cases, you're black. But this doesn't make you... I get infuriated. And I get infuriated because people here listen to this trash and they don't know what's going on. The media is looking for easy stories about conflict. So it's got to be black and white. it's got to be, listen, rich and who are the good guys when it's rich and poor? Poor are always good, rich are always bad. And then, of course, male and female. And who are the good guys when it's male and female? Do you understand the media? Look me in the eyes. Every story you ever watch on television is going to be based on those three things. So once you understand the game, then you will understand. Let's look back at Proverbs, please, because this is you will bang the scripture for a change. Proverbs 18, verse 13. Proverbs 18, verse 13. He or she that answereth a matter before he or she heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him. My friend, you better get the truth before you make up your mind. Verse 15. On the other hand, the heart of a prudent getteth knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge. If you're going to make up your mind, you're going to be one of those people that I want to know the truth. I want to know all the truth. Folks, if I hear a story, I just don't make up my mind until I know the truth. Verse 17, he that is first in his own cause, look up here. See, let's see how smart you are. Man in Minnesota, your neck of the woods. Police officer shot a man in the driver's seat. Girlfriend or somebody in this seat, child in the back, I don't know how they were connected, shot this guy right here. And everybody and their brother in this room has heard the video, correct? Well, not really, because they only played half of the video that they have. So I'm going to ask you a question. Why didn't they play the other half? Because it didn't support racism, classism, or sexism. That is a lie. Now, Raphael, you know what I heard on ABC and NBC last night? I heard that a white police officer shot a black man in Minneapolis. Raphael, this is the white police officer's name. Geronimo Yanez or something. Does that sound like a white guy to you? So, what I have learned among racists on television, Hispanics are white. If it makes it a white and black story, they're black if it makes it a... Is that not racism in and of itself, yes or no? Why didn't they call the police officer a Hispanic? Because it doesn't work. By the way, friend, you do whatever you want, but you're looking at a pastor that doesn't tolerate stupid. If those police officers did wrong, they ought to be what? Exactly. But maybe, unless you're a person that disobeys God, you ought to get the facts before you make up your... Wow. Now I'm going to ask another question. Have you noticed how many of these police officers, almost none of them are ever charged, and some of you don't understand why? I've actually heard people say, well, the justice system's racist. Every place in every place? No, because this is what happens. When all the witnesses are come forth and all the facts come forth, the story is different than the one witness they put on the news repeatedly over and over and over. That person might be... Now look at me and I'm done with this piece because I'm going to go to a totally different direction. When you read the Duke rape case, which three young men, actually about 20 of them, but three young men, they wanted to put these people under the prison. Then you find out the very first week the district attorney knew these three young men were innocent. The media called them rich white guys. They were racist, they were white, they were rich, and they were males. And the whole story was a lie from, look at me, a lie from the beginning. By the way, the district attorney or whatever they called him down there, he ended up losing his law license over it. He should be in prison. But there's one problem. Here's the police. Here's the bad white guy. Here was the good black girl. There's one person that nobody ever looks at. Who is that? The person telling you the story. And when the media lies, nobody ever questions the media's lies. The gentleman, look at me, the gentleman that shot the black male in the front seat might be totally guilty or totally innocent, but look at me, he is not an Anglo-Saxon Protestant. And when the media is lying, here's your problem. You're just listening to these people. I would recommend that you go into all the world and demand that people start taking their time, including the racist president we have, before we rush to judgment. What do you think? Don't you think we ought to get facts before we know what the truth is? Don't you think we ought to not look like a fool so many times? All right. Enough of that. By the way, I have no problem with Raphael be called a white. That's fine. I would actually prefer to call him Raphael. I would prefer to call him an American citizen. I would prefer to call him a Christian. Brother. I would prefer to drop all this. Oh, but why can't we drop calling people names? Because then we can't play the racist game in this country. All right. 1 Peter chapter 2. And my friends, you got the most work today, just so you know. You got more work than the other guys. Is that okay? Everybody look at me. Now we're going to do the other side of this. Friend, please look at me. I'm not asking you to, do you know I'm not asking you to agree with me? Because look at me. I am asking you to obey the Bible, which means what? You get the facts, you get all the facts, you get all sides of the story before you start spouting Barack Obama stupidity. Do you know the governor of Minnesota called this guy, said this was racism before he even knew the case? How would you know? By the way, will that guy be on television repenting afterwards? I would write NBC and ABC a nasty letter. But I have no voice because the media is the one group you don't realize that you have no control over. Now we take this to a different direction. 1 Peter 2:17. And my friend, this is where we all have to get down to where we're going to live in our life. 1 Peter 2:17. The Apostle Peter, writing to believers, gives us four distinct, clear commands. These commands are how we relate in the various relationships of our life. Now, friend, please look at me. On the one side, I have said this morning, we need to learn to think. We need to learn to get the facts. We need to learn to hear all sides of the story before we know what something is, lest we look like a fool. So when the president in Poland makes a statement, you do realize he's the first president in history that's done this kind of foolishness. How does he know? How does he know? Answer the question. He doesn't. He doesn't need to know. Interesting. Now we go to the other side. We go to the side of how we treat people. Because there's a lot of mistreatment of people. You know, if somebody asked me, my friend Raphael back here, you say, what is he? Well, you know, I could describe him in many ways and all of them would be fair. But there's terms I wouldn't use. You say, why? Because they're not the kind of terms that would be appropriate. Now, I like him. But even if I didn't like him, if it was like Hector, and I'm not sure about Hector, you know, he's a little questionable. You don't use language to denigrate people, to put people down, period. Why? Let's see what the Scripture says. The Scripture says, honor, what's it say? Men is in italics, so we're going to drop men. Honor all people. All right, I'm going to have them stand up. Can you put your Bibles down? Dada, you're the first one. Right down here on the floor. Your first command is, and by the way, there's a lot of people out there. And it's very interesting, the Bible doesn't tell you to tolerate people. The Bible tells you to honor people. What does it mean to honor someone? To honor someone, by the way, here's what's funny. It's funny how people crying racism and calling people racist names. As a Christian, I don't rush to judge. And on the other side, I learn I don't think or use or any of that kind. You learn to treat people as God has commanded you. The first command is to honor all people. I'm going to talk about what that means a little bit more, but as we look at that, honor is a word, tamao or time, the noun and the verb. They both have this idea. It's the idea of honor. It also has the idea of valuing something. So if I went to your house and your wife had a beautiful vase that was very valuable, that would be treated a certain way. It would be treated as if it has value. That's what the word honor means. You treat people as if they have value. You don't use names or language that harms people, puts people down. You honor all people. Now, number two, what's the next command? By the way, these are not suggestions that you do or don't do. The next command is to what? Love the brotherhood. Peter, stand up right here. I cannot do it perfectly. This is much like if you look back, well, you look right here. I could do it on the stair step, and I might do it in a moment, but it's easier to do it here. It's like a stair step. On a different level, we have contact with people all the time, all different kinds of people. And by the way, some people have a hard time having a civil mouth. First time I was ever called a cracker was here in Zion. I honestly didn't know at the time, it's like a who? What? You're calling me a cracker? What's that even mean? Do I have salt someplace? Am I like a saltine? But then I found out calling a white person a cracker, I guess, is supposed to hurt your feelings. I don't care what you call me. Just don't call me late for lunch. I'm good. Cracker? I've been called whitey. I've been, you get called stuff. By the way, this, look at me, forbids that kind of filthy language. You're to honor people. But then you have a different relationship with the people of God. Did you know that? You don't just honor them, you have intimacy with them, you love them. Now, Peter here has a relationship that no one else in this church has with me. He is my brother times two. Is that right? He is. We look alike. 1st of all, we're brothers in Christ. Yes? Now, he speaks some weird languages that normal humans don't speak. He speaks Mandarin. I don't speak it very well. He speaks Fukan or something. I don't speak that. He speaks Tagalog. I guess you speak Tagalog. Does he speak Tagalog? No. I think he does that too, and he speaks English. But we're brothers in Christ. And by the way, a brother in Christ, I'm going to have a different relationship. And look at me, it's a higher relationship. It's a relationship of love. And I'm commanded to love God's people. Now, we have a brotherhood twice. I've told the story, but I like to tell the story. For you that are from different countries, maybe this will resonate. 2 years ago, I got sick in the Philippines. Was it two? Was that when I was with you, Cliff, 2 years ago? I got sick in the Philippines. I was in the northern part of the Philippines, and I had to fly to the southern part of the Philippines, and I really got sick. I got the tourist bug, and I go there every year, but I got down south, and I am so such bad shape that I don't even go anyplace on Sunday. I don't preach. Monday morning, they take me to an emergency room, and I see one of the pastor's wives. She's finishing up her residency in emergency room medicine. She sees me. She does some tests, and she says, well, I'm going to give you some medication. I need to get your whole name. So she's asking me, how much do you weigh? How about more than on? Does that work? Twice as much? Three times as much as on? I think at the time it was about three of on. She asked me all kinds of questions, but the funniest question was when she asked me, spell your first name. So I said, R-A-L-P-H. Last name, W-A-R-R-E-N. And middle name. So my middle name is Lee, L-E-E. This Filipina did this. She looked at me. You said it right there, brother. In the Philippines, your middle name is your mother's maiden name. And Lee is, what's your middle name? Lee. And in the Philippines, the only people with a Chinese name are? Chinese. She looked at my eyes. She said, well, he looks white. He got a big head and big body, but maybe there's Chinese in there someplace. She thought I was Chinese. I didn't even get it. I just wondered, why are you so weird about my name? I go and tell the I told the pastors, and they all went. And I think half of them still think that I'm Chinese. I tried to tell her, in America, the middle name doesn't mean anything. Your parents just stick some name in there that sounds good or they like or something. So Ralph Lee Warren, I didn't have the courage to tell her that my wife's middle name is Lee. So we have a weird family here. So here's the story. I honor this guy. I not only honor this guy, I got to love this guy. I love him twice. He's my half-brother, half-Chinese brother, and he's my brother in the Lord. How do you like that? All right. Do you understand? We have moved up. By the way, you're going to see people all over the world. Look at me. Here's the problem, what's going on with the protest. Have you actually watched the protest? Spitting on officers, throwing feces on officers. Don't talk to me about your problems when you're acting like an idiot. As a Christian, I honor people, including police officers, including anybody. Now, God's people got a closer relationship. You're it, man. You got to come way up here. Can you get up there? You need help. He's pretty handsome. It's our third relationship. Look at the text. Honor all people. That's Dada. You say, I don't like Filipinos. I like Filipinos. I just don't like people from Pampanga. No, I do like people from Pampanga. Sorry about that. Love the brotherhood, and the highest relationship you have is what? Fear God. By the way, that's your highest relationship. Do you see how this works? The center of your life is you have a different relationship with God than you have with your people of God. You have a different relationship with God than you do with normal people. This is your highest relationship. And if you have this relationship, it changes every relationship. And I'm tired of people talking about Christianity that live like pagans. I think a certain way. Why? The Word of God. I behave a certain way. Why? The Word of God. It's a life-changing thing the day you walk into a room and you see. Now, in this church, I've asked kids in my Bible class, who are we going to be prejudiced against? We got people from every place. But friends, some of us are uncomfortable around certain kinds of people. Why? Learn to honor people. Most people are pretty good if you honor them and you treat them well. You treat them with respect. You know, you're polite. You're nice. Most people you're cool with. I do believe we have a problem with this, even as Christians. Love the brotherhood. Now, not all of you have the privilege of having a half-brother and a full-brother. He's the guy. How do you treat God? By the way, what? Fear God. By the way, we don't have much of that in this country, and that's the reason Christianity becomes doing whatever's right in our own eyes. What's the last statement? What's the last statement? Step down there, please. King James, right here. King James III. This is King James III in England. The first died in 1625. King James II, when was booted out of England in 1688, he's King James III. Now, what I did this for, because I actually want some of you to understand how to apply the Bible. It says to do what to the king or anybody that's in leadership? What? You treat them by honoring them. How do you treat this guy? So you treat that guy like you would a king. Do you know how that would transform where you work? You say, I don't like that one person. What's your point? This isn't about doing what's right in your eyes. This is about living like a Christian. And as a Christian, you learn to honor people. By the way, please look at me. I said something about the media. It should bother you that the media doesn't show what people are doing to the police. But it doesn't bother you. Because, see, you've already bought into the narrative of racism. If you would actually see what they do to the police, I am shocked that people aren't shot every night. Go into a toilet and throw some feces on yourself and see how you would like that. That happened last night in Chicago. Why wasn't on the media? I'm asking you a question. Because the media are liars. See, you can only be good if you're the, you know, if you're the black person. No, blacks are bad, whites are bad, Hispanics are bad, lots of folks are bad. By the way, evil is evil no matter who's doing it. White, Filipino, Chinese, makes no difference. If you're doing wrong, it's wrong. But here's how we do. Please look at me. When you walk out these doors, look at me, under God, you must commit to this God whom you fear, that you will honor people. You will talk properly about them. You will treat them properly. You will be respectful to people. You'll be nice to people. You'll smile at people. I was walking the other night in the community. A guy walked out of his house, and I said, good evening. I think the guy almost died. Because we're not used to people being polite. What's wrong with us? Are you a Christian or not? Honor all people. Love the brotherhood. Fear God, the center of it all. Honor those in authority, the king. And you treat those people like that person. You know what? We'd revolutionize this country. If I could get the people in this room to do two things, start thinking like a Christian and acting like a Christian, there's no limit what could happen. Matthew 7, verse 12. Matthew 7, verse 12. I heard one of the congressmen, and I don't want to denigrate what he was saying. He is speaking as a Southerner, and he's a black Southerner, and I'm not saying he's evil. It's not about that. It's a way they speak, but the way he spoke was incorrect. So I cannot buy into this. As I look at the four relationships I'm going to have, and by the way, you're going to have them every place. You're going to meet normal people that you're supposed to what? You're going to have the people of God whom you're supposed to love. You have God whom you fear and you obey. And you have those that are in one way or another over you, and those people you honor also. You don't have to honor what they do, but you can honor the office and those sorts of things. I mean, I was in the Navy. I didn't have to like my chief. I mean, I had good chiefs and I had people like FBI. Not all of them were good. You know, you're going to get both kinds. You learn to honor them because why? They're over you. Duh. This is the layout. Now, why should we do this? I don't have time to preach the sermon. I'm going to bullet point it. You need to do the research. Why should you honor all people? This congressman from South Carolina said, we need to treat people like brothers and sisters. Now, I'm not trying to be mean. Unsaved people are not my brothers and sisters. That doesn't mean I don't honor them. Why do I honor them? I'm going to give you three reasons. Number one, they're made in the image of God. Hello? They bear God's image. And by the way, Genesis 1, 26 and 27 says every man and woman bears God's image. Genesis 9, 5 and 6 says, and if you destroy that image, you are worthy of the death penalty because you have destroyed the image of God. So when I look at a person, no matter what they look like, you say, they don't look like me. What's so special about you? Do you think you're special? Have you looked in the mirror recently? We're all normal people. I honor all people simply because they're made in God's image. Yes? James chapter 3, I think, even speaks to that. It's like, how in the world are you saying these things about people when they're made, I think the King James says, in the similitude of God, the image of God? Why else should you honor this person? Look at me. Second reason. And I'm being serious. If this person's a citizen of the United States, they have as much right to be here as I do. Frankly, I was going to bring Louis up here. He thinks he's an American. But may I say this honestly? In many ways, Louis, Noel, I don't know. Robert, where'd Robert go? Robert sleeping up in a sound booth? Do you realize these men joined the United States Navy, served your country with none of the citizenship rights and privileges? For how many years, Dada? 12 years. Cliffy? When did you become a citizen, though? After 10 years. You were 6 years before you became a citizen. FBI? Or you're not even a citizen now. When did you become a citizen? So you were, but every one of these men served our country and they didn't even have the privileges of citizenship. They became citizens because coming through the Navy. I honor that. How about you? So I can honor people simply because they're made in the image of God. Yes. Simply because they're a citizen of this country. I think I should honor people. And thirdly, I think it's Matthew 7, verse 12. It works for me. I just got done reading a biography of one of the pastors that was one of the founding pastors in the state of Illinois, John Mason Peck. John Mason Peck in 1817 moved to the state of Illinois right when my families were moving here in southern Illinois, established Baptist churches all over. He established 900 Baptist churches in his lifetime. Most of them small in rural areas, but he established them. One of them, a guy I graduated from high school pastors. Unbelievable. Preached in the town my mother lives in. John Mason Peck, this was 1817, said he was 100% against slavery. He says, I don't need all your dumb arguments. He says, I got one verse. Matthew 7, by the way, he was dealing with the slave owners in the South. 7 verse 12, he said, he read this. He says, therefore all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do you even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. And John Mason Peck told the racist that wanted to have slaves, he said, I don't think you want anybody enslaving you. Hello? Hello? How do you like people to call you names? How do you like people to call you racist? How do you like people to be ugly to you? Listen, I can obey the scripture because this man is made in the image of God. He is an American citizen, and more than that, I know how I like to be treated. I like people to be nice to me. How about you? We're done. When you walk out that door, every deacon in this room has homework. And the deacons then can disseminate this to people. You ought to know how racism in this country works when the media can't tell the truth. And then 2 years later, the people are exonerated and everybody's upset. Because the media knew all along the truth, but they were giving you just enough to get you to watch and get you riled up. So a white guy killed a black officer in Minneapolis or in Minnesota area. Does that bother you? Learn to think, get the facts, get all the facts before you make up your mind. On the other hand, you honor people. Speak honorably. Think honorably, treat them honorably, love God's people. It all starts with this one here. And learn to treat the person you think is important and this person the same way. Now, look at me. Now we're beginning to influence America. Otherwise, you're just part of the problem. You're just part of the problem. Which will it be? Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you that we have a clear path ahead of us. It's an embarrassing thing to know there are people in churches today hating white people in a church. Sad to say, whites returned the favor for several centuries in the South hating blacks. How do we come to a holy God in His Word and do that kind of foolishness? Help us to obey simple scripture. Honor all men. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the King. And help us to be people who are not fools, but who get the facts. All the facts. In fact, are known as people that want to know the truth before they make up their minds. I believe today we could start a change in this country. May it be so, in Christ's name. Amen. Let's all stand, please.